Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Am I the jerk for making my parents choose between my sister going to jail or replacing my car with their vacation money? I am a 17-year-old girl and I live with my parents. I have an older sister who was 29 that they had when they were super young. Like, I think my mum was 19 and my dad was 18. They didn't do a great job with her and she has a lot of problems. She's chronically unemployed and she's a thief. She has two kids that are okay. They live with us as well because her boyfriend didn't want them around. I like the kids, but they are spoiled little brats my parents dote on to make up for being trashy parents to their mum. My parents won't let me put a lock on my door because it's their house and they don't want that. No problem. I talked to the kids and explained about what would happen if they came into my room without permission. We have an understanding. Well, my sister broke up with her boyfriend and she needed a place to stay. I begged my parents not to let her stay with us. They declined. So I begged again for a lock on my door. No dice. I have to go to school, so I can't guard my stuff at all times. When I came home on Friday, I found my car absolutely trashed and the side of it destroyed. My sister had gone into my room, found my spare key, and taken my car. Then lost control on the ice after a day of eating trash and tossing fast food wrappers everywhere. She sideswiped a tree. When I saw my car, I was livid. I told my parents that I expected her to pay to fix it. They said she didn't have any money, so I said that I would call my grandparents. They'd help me get the car and insurance. After talking with my grandfather, I came back to talk to my parents. I said that the insurance would cover fixing or replacing my car depending on the damage, but that I would have to file a police report, and that my sister would probably be charged for stealing my car. They begged me to tell insurance that she had permission. I said, nope. So, rather than go through insurance, they are replacing my car. But they're using money they'd set aside to take me and my nieces to Orlando next summer for my graduation. It's fine. I can do without seeing Disney World again. But my parents, sister, and nieces are upset with me and saying that I'm the jerk for denying my nieces the opportunity to go on a vacation that they've never had. I just asked them if a lock for my door would have been cheaper. So, am I the jerk? Oh, and a quick edit here. Hey, I just got home from school. There is a deadbolt on my bedroom door, and my mum gave me a key. She says that she's keeping the other one for emergency. I agreed, as long as it was only for emergencies. Well, I think the fact that your parents have now installed a lock on your door shows that you were in the right the entire time, and they now realize their mistake. It would have been so much easier had they just given you a lock in the first place, and they now realize that. I mean, that comment at the end, I just asked them if a lock for my door would have been cheaper. So good. I mean, so petty. It's not petty revenge, but it might as well be. And yeah, look, it's a shame that they're not going to be able to go on a vacation and neither are you. But ultimately, your car has been destroyed and you need a car. And that is where the money should go. And that is where the money has rightfully gone. Am I the jerk for snapping at my friend who keeps ditching me because I now have a child? Just over 2 years ago, I, a 29-year-old woman, unexpectedly got pregnant and now have a beautiful 18-month-old daughter, Kira. Over that time, my friend circle got considerably smaller, but my best friend remained, Mia. Mia doesn't have kids, nor want kids, but she's been brilliant with Kira. I'm a stay-at-home mum, and obviously don't have as much time to hang out as I did previously. Mia and I live on the same streets. We're in Manchester, England, and it's a walking distance between our houses. I've told Mia numerous times that she can just pop in whenever she wants. She works from home. But she rarely does. She did at the beginning, but it's been happening less and less. Instead, she keeps suggesting we go out for coffee or pizza or even a drink, but I don't have the time, and I always just tell her to come over and we'll have coffee at my place. She asked if I wanted to go out with her and her other friends for a drink last weekend. Now, I said no, but that she's welcome to come over and we'll have a few drinks at mine. She said she already had plans and it felt weird to drink when she knows there's a child around. Honestly, I feel neglected. I feel like she put me on a back burner and doesn't want to be friends anymore. I'm always available, but she rarely comes over, and I don't think that's fair. Today, I saw her photos from Saturday night and I was fuming. She ditched me just so she could go and drink like she's 20 again. I felt rejected and horrible. I thought we were best friends, but she clearly doesn't value me when she won't even have a few drinks with me at my house. When she finished work, she called and asked if I fancied going for a coffee in town, but I asked her to come over again. She said yes, but before she disconnected, I heard her mumble, like always, This really annoyed me. When she came over, I decided to be open about everything. And while not my proudest or most mature moments, I shouted at her that she's an awful friend, that she barely comes over, and if she doesn't want to spend time with me, to just say it and stop playing around. She said she's always been accommodating, but it's been 2 years and she doesn't want to spend time with me when there's always a kid, especially now when she has to watch her language. Mia likes to swear. I said that she knew I had a child and responsibilities, and she said that Tom, my partner, could take care of Kira once in a while so I could have time off. This felt really intrusive, and I told her to mind her own business and not meddle on my marriage. I was really angry with her and kicked her out. She called me a selfish jerk on her way out. Normally, I'd expect her to call by now with apologies, but she hasn't done so, and I'm starting to wonder, was I in the wrong or was she? Perhaps I was too harsh and should have been more careful with discussing it. Yeah, tough one. To be honest with you guys, I think that OP is in the wrong here, right? I understand what she's saying. She obviously has responsibilities and has a baby, has a child, and you can't go out and, you know, drink and, you know, even maybe go and have coffee all the time, pizza all the time. I understand that. However, you have said yourself that you do have a partner there who can take care of your child and let you have time off. I mean, that's a normal thing to do, right? And also, it's not as if your friend has ditched you. She keeps inviting you to do stuff. She has gone round to your house, it seems like, quite a lot of the time. I mean, you said at the beginning she did go a lot. It's happening less and less now. And by that comment on the phone, you can see that she doesn't just want to go to your house every single time you meet up. She wants to go and have fun. She wants a drink. There's nothing wrong with acting like you're 20, by the way. She doesn't have responsibilities at her age of 31. She's going to go and do fun stuff that she wants to do. And you can't control that. I'll be upset with that. She literally asked you to go out with her and her friends. Like, she's made the plans and invited you along. You said no. You can't be angry at her photos, sorry. She's just living her life. If anything, I'd say that you're the one that's not being a great friend here. She's putting in a lot more effort than you. The only effort that you'd have to put in would be to say to your partner, oh, I want to go out with my friend. Can you look after the baby? They say yes, then you'd go. Really, is it that difficult? I don't think so. Now, before we get into our next story, I have a very special announcement for you. After an insane amount of demand from you guys, I'm delighted to say that I've released some limited edition Not Today Karen merch. Picture this, you're out and about in the streets and a wild Karen appears and starts confronting you. What do you do? Well, normally you have to talk to a witch like this. However, get one of these t-shirts or hoodies on and all you have to do is simply point to it, laugh, and walk away. How easy is that? The link is down in the description if you like what you see. Go ahead, check the stuff out. I think they'd make a great Christmas present or even just a little gift for yourself. As always, it's official stuff from the very best supplier, so the quality is unmatched, and it's one of the best ways to support me and the channel. With that being said, let's carry on. Am I the jerk for telling my husband I'd rather nobody use my holiday booking out of spite? My husband and I have been together for 5 years, married for 3. We're both athletic people, or at least I used to be. So we've been planning a holiday for the past year. Without going into major details, it's an expensive, by my standards, holiday, and it would have involved a lot of hiking. I was looking forward to it. I was in an accident recently, and once again, without going into much detail as it's triggering, lost my leg. It's upsetting, but I'm not in a place to openly speak about it outside of therapy. Obviously, due to this recent restriction, I'm unable to do what we planned for our holiday. I hadn't thought about the holiday. It's non-refundable. I'd expected my husband to not want to go. Currently, his family haven't asked once how I am, and my family claim it's hard to be around me because they don't know how to support me. Whatever. He said yesterday that he's invited his sister in my place. I was baffled because I expected him to support me. He said it's not for 2 months. I'm like, so? Cancel and book something we can both do. He said he needs a break, that he's been supporting me, he deserves this, and he was also looking forward to it. So I said, you go, but I pay for my spot, so no, she can't use it. He asked if I'm being serious, that it's spiteful, his sister hasn't done anything. I said she hasn't asked me once how I'm doing. She texted me last week for £150. Why should she get a free holiday? Anyway, he's upset, claiming he'll still go and pay for his sister, which he won't, since A, it's expensive, and B, last I checked, it's fully booked. So am I the jerk? I'd ask family or friends, but I don't feel like texting them. I mean, first things first, just off the bat, the first thing I need to mention is that if you have travel insurance, you'll be able to get the money back. You've lost your leg. I don't know how it happened, but I mean, surely that is covered by insurance, right? I feel like that's the first thing to say. Secondly, no, you're not the jerk anyway. It is your spot on the trip. It is your money. Therefore, you can choose to do with that spot and that money and that trip what you want. And if you don't want anyone to go in your place, then that's absolutely fine. If I'm honest, the actions and words of both your husband's family, your husband and your family are kind of crazy. Like, that's the most upsetting thing here. Surely everyone should be saying, okay, let's cancel the entire trip because this is something that OP really wanted to do and they've lost their leg. Your family's saying it's hard to be around you and we don't know how to support you.
That is just ridiculous. That's just not good family right there. Your husband's acting poorly as well, and his family's not even worth mentioning. The whole thing is just very, very poor all round. And ultimately, I'm very sorry that you lost your leg.
Am I the jerk for refusing to pay child support to my ex-wife for our children so she and her husband can save for their other kids? My ex-wife and I are the parents of a daughter who is 17 and a son who is 15. We share custody of our kids 50-50, and we've been divorced for 13 years now. Neither of us pays child support because we have equal time with the kids and we split the cost of everything. School, medical, dental, extracurriculars. I opened up bank accounts for my kids when each was born and I've saved from the get-go. But around 8 or so years ago, I came into some money because I was injured at work and I put that money into their accounts. As well as this, a relative died 4 years ago and I was left a sum of money that also went into the accounts for my children. The money I've now saved for them will help them tremendously in their futures, whether they go to college or not. My ex-wife remarried several years ago. Her stepdaughter is 16. She's got a nephew of her husband's they are raising who is 14, and she has a 7 and 5-year-old with her husband. My ex-wife wanted to talk to me about college for our kids, and she told me that she and her husband had told all their kids that community college would be the most affordable option for them, and that they would get as much help as possible, but a more expensive school would be tough on them. I told her that our kids would have that option if they wanted it, because I've saved a more than healthy amount for them. She asked me why I never told her sooner, and I told her because I was taking care of our children and it wasn't something she needed to know about. A few days after this talk, she called me, and alongside her husband, said that they would like me to pay child support for our kids so that they can save more money for their other children's futures. I told her I wasn't going to pay her child support just so she could support the other children in her home. Her husband told me I could always offer to split the money between all of the children. I told him I wasn't paying for his kids to go to college. I told them I only had a responsibility to my children. I told them if they wanted to save more money, I would happily take the kids more if they, my kids, want to spend more time at home with me. My ex-wife called me cruel and said keeping 50-50 and paying money so our kids' siblings can go to college should be a no-brainer for me. I told her the day I have an obligation to help her support her entire household is a day in another universe where we never broke up. But we did, and she has to accept she is equally responsible for our kids as me. They both told me I was a butt, and even though I feel like I'm crazy for asking, I must ask. Am I the jerk? See, now this one is extremely simple. There is absolutely no way you're the jerk. They're just trying to manipulate you and coerce you into paying towards their kids' futures. You have no right / need to do that. They're not your kids. And yeah, I kind of get what they're saying in terms of your kids have enough. Maybe they do. I don't know. But it's also your money and your children. So you're obviously going to put that money towards your children in a very sensible way, I may add. There's nothing wrong with that. And that definitely does not mean that you should give money to your ex-wife's children. Strange. Am I the jerk for asking my roommate to avoid cooking certain meals when my pregnant girlfriend visits? My girlfriend and I are expecting. We don't live together, but we're waiting till the baby's born to figure out our living arrangements. She is 4 months pregnant. There are certain smells that she just cannot tolerate, and my roommate tends to cook some meals with a smell that cause her to be nauseous. This results in her throwing up and getting sick. I tried to speak to him about it, but he got pretty defensive, saying he has a specific diet that he sticks to and that he didn't see how this was wrong. I cleared things up, saying there was nothing wrong with what he was doing, but I just asked him to not cook those specific meals that have a smell that trigger my girlfriend's nausea. He got upset and ranted about how he's a resident, unlike my girlfriend, who doesn't live here, and said that he can't even consider my request since she's here almost 4 days a week and stays until 10 p.m. I tried to discuss it with him and maybe figure out a compromise, but he bluntly told me he doesn't owe me or my girlfriend any accommodations nor compromises. I thought that was unnecessarily rude and selfish of him. He told me to deal with it or tell her not to come, which was offensive because she's my partner and she's pregnant and I need to make sure she's okay by seeing her weekly. He's avoiding me right now. So am I the jerk? I figured it wouldn't be such a huge deal since it wasn't like I'm telling him to stop cooking at all just when my girlfriend is over. For some information as well, I can't go to her place because she's currently living with her parents and I can't go over there because I'm not on good terms with them. Oof, a little bit of a technical one here. Now, a few issues with this one because off the rip, I would honestly say that asking somebody to be a little bit conscientious about what they're cooking when their pregnant girlfriend is over because it makes her actually throw up is a fair shout. The thing that I don't really agree with your roommate on, OP, is when they're saying that they shouldn't have to make any accommodations nor compromises to you or your girlfriend. I don't agree with that because you're roommates. You have to live with each other and therefore you're going to have to compromise on certain things. Now, that is kind of the end of me agreeing with OP because after that, yeah, not gonna lie, I think you might be the jerk. First of all, you're saying that she comes around 4 days a week and stays until 10 o'clock. What is he supposed to do in that time? Like, the guy's gotta eat, and you can't ask him to cook different meals all the time.
4 days a week is the majority of the week. He can't change his menus and recipes for the majority of the time in his own home just because you're a girlfriend. That is too far. Also, you can't go to her place because she's currently living with her parents and you're not on good terms with them. That's on you. That's not your roommates. Like, your roommate shouldn't have to put up with that just because you fell out with your girlfriend's parents. That's not on him to change all his recipes and meals just because you can't go to your girlfriend's place. I think the main thing is that your roommate is right. He didn't choose to live with a pregnant woman. Like, that wasn't part of the deal. And yeah, look, I'm sure that he would be willing to sacrifice maybe one or two meals a week, but 4 days a week changing everything for himself, that was never the plan, and that's unfair to put that burden on him.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Am I the jerk for telling my friend to man up or not come to my wedding? For some context, me and Taylor have been best friends since forever. We were school buddies, college friends, my parents love him, we vacationed together many times. Taylor is a very affectionate person, a kind, thoughtful guy. 3 years ago, me and Anne started dating, and now I'm pretty sure she's the love of my life. Brilliant woman all around, we're getting married next January. The conflict. After a long and thoughtful conversation, my fiance voiced her concerns about inviting Taylor to our wedding. Basically, she had two main reasons for asking him that. One, dress code. Taylor is a 30-year-old punk. He wore a dress to our prom. You know, that kind of guy. Two, Taylor is dating a guy, which is not the problem, but his partner is also very flamboyant. Anne wants a very minimalist, quiet, calm wedding because she struggles with anxiety and ADHD. So that was her request. I talked to Taylor the next day and I told him about Anne's concerns. Tay said, "Do you think I'm going to show up in a white dress?" and laugh about it, but I told him he needed to promise he would respect the dress code. Black tuxedo for the guys, that was the code. I got a little caught in the moment, so maybe I was harsher than I should have been. I told him to man up and to act his age. I said some stupid stuff like, "People laugh about you, you want to be a joke?" He said, "Sure, no problem." And the next day, he declined the online invitation. He keeps telling me we're good and everything is okay, but the situation is bothering me. I love Tay, but I know he can be difficult. My group chat of my family is burning because they don't understand why he won't be there, and our friends' group chat is dead since the news dropped. Am I the jerk? Yeah, OP, not gonna lie, I think you might be the jerk here. You've said to one of your best mates, man up, and also, if you dress how you normally dress, people are gonna laugh at you, when that's just the way he is. That is tough. Okay, I'm looking at this now. You want to be a joke, is what you said to him. Wow. This could have been so easily avoided if you just said to him, "Look, by the way, I know how you like to dress and I would never want to, you know, restrict you. However, on this one certain occasion, due to the disorders that my girlfriend has, it is extremely important that you fully respect the dress code." And he would have clearly said, "Yes, that's fine. I will do that." That could have been it. It could have been as simple as that. But no, you went down the people laugh about you route. That is personal. Am I the jerk for selling my house since my roommates thought I was ripping them off? I own, have a massive mortgage on, a house in a high cost of living city. I have 4 roommates. I have the basement suites and the upstairs is rented to one couple and 2 single people. They know I own the house and all of them were recommended to me by friends or family. I still required a lease agreement and security deposit as well as first and last month's rents. I was just willing to rent to them at below market rate because I didn't have to advertise or arrange for a property manager. Between the 4 of them, I collect enough to cover the mortgage and utilities with a little left over. I save my money and use it to pay for major repairs and maintenance. Well, I'll be starting a new job in a different city in the new year. I knew about this back in late October. I offered the couple an opportunity to take over the basement suite in the new year for a little bit more money. They would get a massive bedroom upgrade and a private living room, bathroom, and kitchen. They agreed and let me know that they were planning on moving out in 1 year, so they'd be willing to sign a 1 year lease. I asked the 2 singles if either of them wanted to take the master bedroom that would be empty. They both declined, but asked if they could turn it into a home office for them. I said sure, but they would have to cover the rent for the room. Now, they think I'm being unreasonable. Since I'll be making more money off the couple, they think I should keep their rent the same and let them have the room for free. I offered it to them for 80% of what I was getting before, but they called me a selfish jerk for taking all their money. Even if they took the deal, they would still be paying less than market value for a single room in our city. It turned into a huge fight.
with the people who referred them to me calling me a greedy jerk for trying to suck money out of their friends. I don't need to deal with any of this. I found a property investor who was willing to buy my house and honor my current leases, including the new one for the couple. Unfortunately for the other two renters, their leases are up in February, and I imagine the rents would be going up a fair bit. But that isn't my problem anymore. So, now everyone they know are angry with me because these two people will most likely have to move into a worse living situation. I feel bad because if I wasn't moving, I would stay and deal with it, but it is just easier to walk away. And there we go, ending with someone who definitely is in the right. The fact that you're giving them a good deal in the first place, and they don't really understand that. So then when you give them a normal deal, or even a slightly better than normal deal, they think it's a bad deal. You're kind of just getting punished there for you being nice in the first place. That's not how it should work. And also, why are other people getting involved in your rent and stuff? Like, it's between you and your tenants, right? I don't know, everyone's going, oh, you're such a disgrace. You're charging less than the standard rate for a room. You're still a disgrace. Makes no sense. Also, the fact that you're saying that if you weren't moving out, you would stay and deal with it yourself, and the fact that you have been doing that for a long period of time at a cheaper price for everyone else shows that you're a nice person and you're a fantastic landlord. But you not being there means that you have to employ someone or pay someone to look after the property. How are you going to get that money? The rent has to go up. And the fact that it's underneath the market value anyway means you have that license, you have that space to do it, and they really can't complain. Anyway, my friends, that's going to do it for this one. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want more from me right away, some more Am I the Butthole stories, then click the link in the top line of the description on whatever platform you're on. It's as simple as that. If you are on YouTube, click this. If you're not on YouTube, why aren't you? And if you are on YouTube, why are you? Two pertinent questions there. Answer them both right now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.